Okay, so is Heather Kilbreath in here? Or is she like, she's outside? Okay, she's in the other building. Okay, so like 3 months ago, I came to her and I said, Heather, I'm so excited. The new Incredible Movies is finally coming out after 14 years. Any Incredible fans of the first one? Dude, it's awesome. It's awesome. So I said, hey, we should do something. We should do like a superhero themed Sunday where we show a superhero and then a superhero of the Bible. And we kind of compare those two, and then we can kind of kick it off with a Super Sunday where everybody will come in and they'll be dressed up as superheroes. And actually right now a superhero is making some noise. Superman, hold him up, Bridget. Let us see the cape. So here's how this is going to work. It's not a traditional sermon as you guys would be used to. We're not in the book of Acts today, with the exception of just quoting one verse. I know you're seriously disappointed about that. So I'm gonna share with you what the kids learned, the comparisons between a superhero and the superhero of the Bible. I'm gonna share those, and then I've got some encouragement for parents, and then I'm gonna bring all our superheroes and we have Jesus here today in the spiritual form and in the physical form here. We're going to bring Jesus up, and we're going to have an opportunity to talk with those kids. So, the verse for the Super Sundays was 2 Timothy 1:7. It says this, "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." How many of you know if you can love well, not have fear, and be self-controlled, you're a superhero? Superhero, that's right. One thing that makes superheroes what they are is that they do something unique. They do something that nobody else can do, right? They have superpowers that really, really stand out. And so I love Aquaman. I don't think he gets enough airtime, to be honest with you. I don't think he gets enough love. Water time. So Aquaman was one of my favorite growing up. The Punisher was one of my favorite growing up. I also liked Wolverine. Any Wolverine fans? Yeah. So I'm not sure why, but the movie Wolverine and Thor, my wife really likes a lot. I haven't figured that out. I didn't know she was a big Marvel fan, you know, superhero fan, but she really, when those two movies comes on, she loves to watch. So, but they do something unique. And, you know, the Bible is full of heroes that God uses in unique ways. And so we're going to compare a couple of those today. The first one that our kids learned about in comparison was Superman. Any Superman fans? And King David. So I'm going to kind of read off some of the comparisons that they had and that they talked about when they were in KidQuest Ministries. Both were born with their power. Superman with his strength. David with his heart like God. Both did great things. Superman saved the world. David defeated Goliath and won many battles. Both had weaknesses. Superman, it was kryptonite, and for David, it was Bathsheba. Both were restored. Superman soaking up the earth's sun, and David hitting his hands and knees and asking God for forgiveness. Superman was an extraordinary superhero, and he had weaknesses, he had faults. And David, King David, was an incredible king, a king after God's own heart. And yet he had weaknesses. He fell short. But one of his greatest strengths was that he humbled himself and he asked forgiveness from a loving God. If you want to be a superhero today in the eyes of God, humble yourselves and ask God to forgive you of your sins, and he will. That will definitely be a superhero trait. The next one is Esther and... Who said that? Esther and Wonder Woman. That's it. Both were born with a purpose. Wonder Woman was to be a protector. Esther was to save her people. Wonder Woman fought for what was right, and Esther fought for what was right. Both are beautiful on the outside, but what mattered most was their beauty on the inside. Both talked about not only if our purpose is to glorify God, but he gives us a job to do. Wonder Woman and Esther both had jobs to do. And Esther was special because she was so beautiful, so eloquent, and chosen by God to save her people. Wonder Woman had the same goal. She wanted to save her people. And of course, we're saving those people from villains, from people that want to hurt and harm. Any Wonder Woman fans in here? Ladies, where are you at today? Any Wonder Woman? Can I just tell you? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be straight up. I think Wonder Woman might be the best superhero movie out there. It is that good. I like it that much. Listen to me. Esther may just be the best superhero in all of the Bible. And here's why. She was faithful when she was the only and last hope for her people. Think about that. You know what makes an incredible superhero? This word, sacrifice. It's why when we look at our military, we look at our first responders, we look at people who throw themselves out there and make sacrifice. We respect sacrifice, and we call them heroes because they've risked everything. They put everything on the line in order to save someone else. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook or on the news. I believe it was in France when a boy on the third story was hanging from a balcony. He was just hanging there. And this guy was walking down the street, this gentleman, and they called him Spider-Man. I mean, they called him a superhero. He scaled up these three flights of stairs and grabbed the boy and put him to safety. And he was hailed as a hero, completely sacrificing everything, didn't think about it, went right into action. They actually awarded him a certificate and a medal, and they gave him a job with the fire department. They're like, this guy's got to be in the fire department. Vince, do you want someone who can scale three stories? A superhero is someone who sacrifices themselves. Esther laid it all out so that her people could be saved. No greater gift than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. The third one was Spider-Man. All right, so we got some web slingers out there. Spider-Man compared to the Apostle Paul. Both had life-changing days. Anybody know how Spider-Man became Spider-Man? Yeah, he got bit by a spider. Like he was, one day he was Peter Parker. The next day he was Spider-Man. But after he was bitten by this spider and had these powers, he had to learn how to grow them and learn how to develop them, right? We look at the Apostle Paul. I mean, one day he was going down this way. He was a persecutor of Christians. He didn't want to have anything to do with them. He wanted to end their way of life. And then he has a moment where Jesus Christ comes and intersects him on the Damascus Road and says, "You, Paul," at the time Saul, "why are you persecuting me?" And he has this life-changing moment. He was bitten by God in the most extraordinary way. He couldn't even see for a couple of days until Ananias comes and visits with him. And then he has to leave for 3 years and go out into the wilderness to learn who God is, to understand who he is and to understand how to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. They were two people who had a lot of similarities. So they both had life-changing days. Spider-Man was bitten by the spider. Paul was knocked off his horse by Jesus. Spider-Man had a spider sense and can tell when things aren't right, right? Like he's sitting there and he goes, something's about to happen. I sense it. That's pretty cool power. But you know, Paul had a power too. He had the Holy Spirit. And man, that Holy Spirit would use him in such a way that he could predict the future, that he could see that things were coming. He could look into the hearts of men and understand who they were. It was a superpower from the Holy Spirit. So Paul had the Holy Spirit who would talk to him and tell him things that were happening. Spider-Man with his web could save people from buildings. I mean, one of the coolest things when you're watching the movie, he shoots it and like, you know, the web grabs the people and they fall until about an inch to the ground, right? And he saves them. Paul, as we learned just last week, has a really incredible superpower that's empowered by the Holy Spirit. See, he doesn't have a web that saves people from falling, but when they fall out of a story window, three stories, and they fall to the ground and die, what does he do? He raises them to life. Through the Holy Spirit, the superpower of raising the dead is what Paul had as he worked side by side with the Holy Spirit. I think all of us at some point in time wish that we were a superhero. You know, whether you're a kid and sometimes as an adult. And I wish that I could, there's been times I wish I could have the impact that a superhero would have. And of course, our culture today, I mean, we glorify superheroes through our movies, through t-shirts and all the kids' costumes. Kids just don't even know these days how rough it was growing up back in the 80s. You got to wear a costume one time a year, and that was at Halloween. Now they sell costumes 365 days a year in the toy aisle, and you can dress up anytime you want. How many of you wish you could grow up now and be a superhero all the time? As I've gone on through life, I've kind of have changed what I believe is a true superhero. And I want to share some things with you about what I think a superhero is and how you and I can be superheroes. And no, we don't have capes and we don't fly and we're not Elastigirl and we can't see through walls and we're not super fast. But I believe that there are things that we can do that would help us to become super. The Bible will definitely tell you very quickly when you read it that there are super things that you're going to have to do to understand who God is. I mean, you're going to have to experience some things. You're going to have to understand some things and do some things in order to be super in God's eyes. So I want to go over a couple of lists of these of what makes you a superhero in God's eyes. The first one I want to introduce you is being faithful. How many of you think that's just a superhuman task? To constantly be faithful to God. I mean, to constantly obey Him, to constantly follow Him. I mean, man, that's a superhero ability to be able to faithfully follow Christ in all things. I mean, it's almost impossible to be faithful in every situation. But that takes a superhuman trait to be faithful. Listen to this statement and tell me why you would need to be superhuman, a superhero to do it. Narrow is the gate and few will find it. You're like, what does that have to do with being a superhero? Well, if the gate is narrow and few will find it, you're going to have to work extra hard and have a great understanding of how to get there. If there was a very narrow gate and it's the pathway to life, it's the pathway to Christ, it's the pathway to eternity, it's narrow and few find it, and wide is the road that leads to destruction, many, many people are going to be on this wide road. Very few people are going to be on this narrow road. And you're going to have to really deny yourself. You're going to have to really come to an understanding of who you are and be faithful to find the narrow road. Almost superpowers. It's going to have to be a super encounter with Christ in order to find the narrow gate. Consider others more important than yourselves. How many of you wish you had this superpower? I'll ask that question again. How many of you wish you had that superpower? We live in a culture that is all about the self. The self, the self, the self. I. We don't live in a culture that looks at the whole of the community. And so one of the things that Paul was stating in Philippians, he says, look, consider others more important than yourselves. That's crazy talk. That's crazy talk. I'm supposed to look at a person and say, you're more important than me. Well, in order to do that, I'm going to have to place a greater value on you. I'm going to have to sacrifice. I'm going to have to give. I'm going to have to surrender. And I'm going to have to do things that are going to make you feel like you're important. This is a superpower today. I mean, if you can do that faithfully, if you can consider others more important, in my book, you're Superman or Superwoman. Because it's so hard to do in a culture that's continually focused on ourselves, on ourselves, on ourselves. Here's one, and no one's going to like this one. Everyone wishes they had this superpower. Pray for those who persecute you. Told you, man, this Bible is full of all kinds of super stuff. Pray for those who persecute you. And I wish that I was known for that. I'm not. There are times when people persecute me, and, man, the last thing I want to do is pray for them. The last thing I want to do is lift them up. I mean, I have had hate in my heart just like you. a superpower is to genuinely pray for someone who persecutes you. It can only be done with the Holy Spirit. It can only be done with the power of the Holy Spirit. Here's one. We don't like this one. I need all the kids to look at Pastor Mike. All you kids. Maybe a couple big kids too. Remember, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. How many of you wish you had that superpower? God does everything a little bit different than what we would want. And the last are going to be first. And those who are first, he's going to make last. It takes a superpower to be able to understand that. Here's one. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers. You want to be a superhero? Bring peace into situations that are not peaceful. Whether it be in your home, whether it be in your workplace, whether it be with acquaintances, whether it be at the grocery store, the gas station, whether it be, you know what, I'm going to let this guy get in front of me so I can keep the peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. Here's one. Not very good at this one either. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall see God. We live in a merciless culture. I mean, there is no mercy whatsoever. It's justice, justice, pay, pay. This is the culture that we live in. Imagine if we left here today and we had the two superpowers to be a peacemaker and merciful. Do you think you would stand out just a little bit? You better believe it. Show mercy, because mercy has been shown to you. Christ has shown you mercy. Another superpower. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You know, when people come to me and they say, you know what, I don't read the Bible because it's complicated. I don't like to read the Bible because I don't understand it. You're pretty much lying to me. Yeah, there might be a section or two of the Bible that's complicated. Most of it is not. There might be a section or two of it that's boring. That's not very exciting. Okay, but it's not hard to read. If you can read English, you can read the Bible. C.S. Lewis says, it's not that people find the Bible confusing, it's that they find themselves lazy. That's a quote from C.S. Lewis. If you want wisdom, it's not a big secret. You don't have to have the Captain Crunch decoder pen to get it. If you want wisdom, it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord. Fear God. That's not to be afraid of him and to shear, but it's reverence. It's respect for his mandates, his commands, that we would be obedient to them. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom because he is all wise. Follow him and seek him and you will have wisdom. It's not complicated. Man, imagine if the church really sought out the wisdom of God, how many superheroes we would have running around. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. We live in a culture, and I don't have to spend any time in this, that's saturated with image. You know, it kind of trips me out when I'm on social media and like 95% of all the pictures that people put up of themselves are with these filters that make them look like little princesses or, and like, I mean, there's some people, I haven't seen their regular face since I can even remember. Like, I don't even know, like, I'm looking at their picture, I'm like, I've just completely forgotten. Are those her real eyes? Does she really have, like, you know, pixie dust going around her everywhere she goes? It's just, and I get it, like, you know, you're having a fun moment. But, like, you're looking at somebody, I have not seen a regular picture of them in, like, 6 months. Every single picture has a filter. We are so obsessed with image. We are so obsessed with beauty. And yet, it is all vain. It is all in vain. I remember when I was growing up, my dad loved Elizabeth Taylor. And he loved her movies. And of course, you know, I'm a young boy, and I'm like, she's beautiful. She's beautiful. And then, like, 35 years later, you see her in one of those diamond perfume commercials, and you're like, what happened? And the reality is time. I tell my daughters all the time. I was like, you're beautiful. I said, but what matters most is to be beautiful on the inside. Because that beauty is going to fade. Okay, if you have money now, it can slip through your fingers like sand. What matters most is what's on the inside. And that is what God cares about. You know, it takes a superhuman, if you're a woman here today, it takes superhuman powers to not put your image first, but to put your integrity and your character and your Christ-likeness first. I mean, you got to be a superhero to do that today, to say these are the most important things, and maybe not all the time I'm spending on how I look or what I'm doing in terms of my appearance. And I'm not saying don't take care of yourselves, and I'm not saying don't wear makeup and all those things, but where's the priority? Be a superhero. Care more about your character and your integrity and wisdom than you do about something that will fade away. Be holy as I am holy. Looking at 1 Peter there, where God says, be holy as I am holy. Going to take superpowers for that. And here's the last one. And of course, I mean, we could spend all day on this, but here's the last one. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in very little is also dishonest in much. You want to be a superhero? Be faithful in the everyday little things. That's what makes a superhero. What makes a dad a superhero isn't that he wears capes or very awkward tights, but that he shows up every day, that he loves his kids, that he tries to honor his wife, that he spends time with them, that he puts food on the table. That's what makes you a superhero, that you continue to show up day in and day out. What makes a superhero mom? It's not that you're Wonder Woman, because we all know that you're not. It's that you show up every single day. You love on your kids. You take care of your husband. You do what God's called you to do, and you do it every single day. You're Wonder Woman not by one event. You're Wonder Woman by 1,000 events, little ones. And as you're faithful in those things, and as husbands are faithful in those things, as children of God are faithful in those things, you will see the fruit and the blessing of the Lord. At this time, I want to bring up all of the kids to come up here and see me, Pastor Mike, up here. We're going to come right down here on the ground. Bring all the kids. All the kids can come up here. All the kids, superhero kids, non. If you didn't wear your superhero, it doesn't matter. I want all the kids to come up here. We're going to have a little conversation. I'm going to ask Jesus to join us as well. Everybody, welcome Jesus. Okay, now I got to ask some questions here, okay? Everybody look at Mr. Incredible. Okay. Now I got a question for you. What makes your mom or your dad a superhero? Raise your hand. What makes them a superhero? Why are they a superhero? Okay. Because they love people. Okay, what else? What makes your dad a superhero? Dad's not a superhero. What makes your mom a superhero? Open your mouth. Talk clear. How is your mom a superhero? She's God girl. All right, I like that a lot. We'll drop the music down a little bit.
They're one of a kind.
One of a kind. Okay, what makes your, are you going to say your mom or your dad? What makes them a superhero? Both, okay.
That they love us.
They love you? How much?
A lot.
How much is a lot?
So much.
Not throwing her off. Okay, anybody, we got to get on this side. What makes your parents a superhero? Makes them like a superhero. What kind of special talents do they have? Oh boy, I'm in trouble. Yes.
They guide you through life and they help you.
They guide you through life and they help you? Good job, Mom. Somebody over here, okay, so what makes, oh boy. What makes your parents like a superhero?
My dad does not burn toast.
How many of you know that's serious business, toast? Anybody over here? What? Okay, what makes your parents like a superhero?
They love you a lot.
They love you a lot. That's right. Anybody else? Last? Okay, we're going to come back over here. What makes them like a superhero?
He makes the best food.
Jim, are you in here? We all want your superhero abilities, buddy. All right, now I got a very important question, okay? How is Jesus the ultimate superhero? What are things that Jesus can do that make him an incredible, incredible superhero? Let's start right here. What does Jesus do that's incredible?
He's perfect.
Wow. He is perfect. You can clap for that. Okay, what is it that Jesus makes him a superhero?
He's amazing.
Okay. Okay, right here. Okay, raises people from the dead. What else makes Jesus super?
He does everything.
He does. Give me an example of something he does that you can't do.
Walk on water. He creates.
He creates. That definitely makes him a superhero. Yes.
He loves us even when we do mean things.
He loves us even when we do mean things. That's exactly right. That makes him awesome, awesome superhero. Yes.
Loves us anyway.
Loves us anyway. Yes. What makes Jesus so super?
He died on the cross for us so he can forgive our sins.
So he can forgive sins. Okay. Couple more here. He can revive the dead. That's right. Anybody over here? What makes Jesus so special? No? Okay. Do you know that there is one thing that Jesus can do that is so super that no one in the history of the world has been able to do it? And since he's done it, no one in the history of the world can do it. It's one superhuman power. Can anybody guess what that is? Always helps us? No, that's not it. That's close. He rose from the dead. No one's ever done that, but that's actually not what I'm looking for. He died for our sins. Jesus Christ has this superpower. Everybody look at me. Look at Mr. Incredible. This is what I want you. Oh, Channing, you want to say something? Okay, go ahead. And Channing, because God loves us so much, Jesus, just like our representative over here, Jesus died for our sins. He's the only one in all the world that can forgive you of your sins. He's the only one with that super ability, that superpower to forgive of sins. Now, let me ask you this question. What's one superpower? This is our last question. What's one superpower that Jesus has or one characteristic of Jesus has that you would like to have? How would you like to be like Jesus? Okay, go ahead.
He can hold your breath forever and he doesn't have to do all of these things. And I would like to go underwater and stuff like that.
Okay, I'm buying that. Somebody else. Come over here, Bailey. How would you like to be like Jesus? Anybody want to join her? Guess what, Bailey? One day you will. Yes.
He loves us with all his heart.
So you would like to be like Jesus and love others with all your heart? That would make an amazing Wonder Woman. Anybody else? What's one thing you would like to do like Jesus? Yeah, I think you're going to be able to accomplish that there, buddy. All right, everybody go back to your moms. Give them a big round of applause. Hey, look, you have an opportunity every day to be super. Follow Jesus. Read his word. Obey his commands. Be faithful in all things. And just show up and give your best. And you will be super in their eyes. And of course, we end it with this. The biggest superhero of all time is Jesus, who conquered death, rose from the grave, and gives us everlasting life. If you haven't made him your ultimate superhero, I encourage you to do that today. At some point in time, you can talk to me, talk to one of our elders, you can talk to Jesus himself, and Jesus would be more than happy to tell you how you can make him the superhero of your life.